If you can't stand in a line for an hour to 9 hours to fight for your country, then you don't have what it takes to fight for your country. It's worth the time. Hey guys, we are here at the Moment of Truth Summit put on by Mike Lindell, and we are with a celebrity here, Jovan Pulitzer. He is an incredible individual. He's been at the forefront of exposing the election shenanigans going all the way back to 2020. Thank you so much for being with us. So tell us to start with, what are some of, there's so many people out there who still are stuck to the mainstream media. They say there's no election fraud. And yet I've seen you break down the numbers. I've seen you look at the ballots. Give us some of the things, you know, maybe top two or three things where you say, no, yes, there was obviously election fraud.
I think when you think about our election and you take your ballot and it's got to go through the voting machines and count, you have to ask yourself, okay, if there's no fraud, why do these exist? Number one, how can you have ballots that say they counted through the machines and counted in the election, but there's no record of them in the system? Don't you think that's a problem? Is it just a problem? But they're just kind of inserted there. How can you have votes in a state where you have 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 votes, but everybody voted at the exact same hour, minute, and second? How is that possible? Right? And so it's sometimes, I look at it this way. When you have a preponderance of coincidences, right, where they just say, oh, that was just a boo-boo, or that's just a coincidence, not really real. At some time, all of the coincidences themselves add up to proof. And there's just so many ways they do this. Don't think about it like 2,000 mules and just stuffing ballots, right, in the boxes. You got to think of, okay, where are these additional ballots coming from? I'll give you a good example. Arizona, 2.5 million voters were mailed for Maricopa only, mail-in ballots. However, the ballot printer for Maricopa only printed 4.1 million ballots. Why? Or think about doing a mass mailing. We always get return mail, right? So moved away, dead, no such person, no such address. Well, those ballots, if you think about it, the state's saying, if that ballot comes back voted, we're going to count it. So all of a sudden, these come back returned. Now you have an envelope that says no such person, returned. Well, all of those in Arizona, 110,000 of them are missing. They're supposed to be kept by law. They're totally missing. At that point, it means whoever got those ballots, all they have to do is open them, pull out the ballot, pull out the mailer, fill in the ballot, put it back in the mailer, drop it in a drop box. What do you have now? You have a legal ballot voted illegally. There's so many different ways that you do this. The bottom line, you have to ask yourself, if we looked out across time and we looked at societies that had absolute bad elections where they took over countries, usually what goes with that is a suppression of truth, a suppression of knowledge, a suppression of speech, and all these draconian laws being placed in at once. Has that happened? Does it sound familiar? We're fighting for our very life. We're fighting for our republic. And that's why everybody has to just take a breath and look at the evidence for yourself. Don't read headlines. Don't just poo-poo it. Investigate for yourself, because you're deciding for your children and grandchildren, and that's worth a little bit of your time.
Absolutely. So we're here at the Moment of Truth Summit. There's been a ton of evidence already presented. How do we go forward from here? What do you think people ought to be doing? What should the country be doing? What should state legislatures be doing? Do we go back and fix 2020? Do we just make sure 2022 is okay? What do you think is the way forward here?
Well, number one, 2020 was the greatest gift any of us got. I know that sounds weird because everybody thinks our republic's going to hell in a handbasket. Humankind doesn't learn until we get clobbered. We don't learn that we've got to take off our shoes to be checked to get on an airplane until a person with a bomb in their shoe gets on the airplane, right? And so we don't learn in great times. We have to learn when it's difficult. So 2020 gave us an incredible gift. More people know now more about their elections, how they're conducted, and what's up than ever in history. So number one, we can't let go of 2020, and all the 2020 investigations are still going on. This is not social media. It's not a quick moment. We've got to prosecute them all the way through. As far as 2022, here would be what I would do. Number one, remember about Sharpie Gate? They told you Sharpies really didn't change. It's never about changing the votes. It's only about what's called the time hat. 100,000 ballots that had extra Sharpie marks on them. When they go into the system can't read them. And so they pause them. If those were just 30-second times each, right, 30 seconds of time to adjudicate it, you would actually add an extra 1,000 hours of quote-unquote adjudication. That gives them time to work underneath. So here's what I recommend. Number one, if people are telling you don't vote, your vote's not going to count, just before I unfriend you, I have two pieces of advice for you. Number one is go register as a Democrat. And number two is start learning Chinese because you're part of the rig. Now, the next part of it is don't use the Sharpie or the felt tip pens that they're going to try to pass out to you. It can cause problems with the machine by reading overvotes, undervotes, by bleed throughs. Take a blue ballpoint pen with you. They've never clogged machines before. Vote your vote in blue. And that way, when it comes to an audit, because these machines can insert votes, but they can only insert them in black, not blue, they stick out. Next thing is, for this 2022 midterms, if you understand it in Arizona terms, when people showed up to vote, they were told, well, we sent you your ballot, and it's already come back voted. And of course, you know you didn't do it. If you look at the rejections of provisionals in Arizona, that was 16 to 90% of the rejections. Here's what we're recommending for 2022. Your state's probably going to mail you, if you're in a mail-in state, they're probably going to mail you a ballot anyway. Get your ballot. Do not open it. Don't open it. Walk in on election day to vote. That's when you need to do it. If you vote early and mail in, they already know your vote. Just trust me. So don't open that ballot. Walk into your polling place. And when you show up and you check in and they say, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, we mailed you a mail-in ballot and you've already voted it, so you can vote a provisional. Number one, ask them to repeat it. So they'll go, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, we mailed you a mail-in ballot. It came back and it's voted. And say, okay, they'll give you a provisional, step to the side. And then immediately dial your sheriff. Now, not your police, but your sheriff. And tell the sheriff that you are standing at a place that has stolen your identity right in front of you, and you need them to come make a report because they've taken your identity. When the sheriff shows up, I know it sounds complicated, when the sheriff shows up, tell them the person told you. They're going to tell them, yep, he voted, and we got it in the mail, and it's been counted. I gave him a provisional. At that time, pull out your mail-in ballot, which you have not opened, and say, here is my mail-in ballot. Here is the provisional they want me to vote. I'm standing here. Here's my ID. I did not vote my mail-in ballot. And file the report right then. And that's how we paper it, and that's how we get them to stop. That one very simple hack.
Wow, that's amazing. That is absolutely brilliant. Now I wish I hadn't voted by mail. Dang it.
Mail-in's part of the rig. Let's just take Maricopa. It's 28 days is the election. 28 days. And so they say it's signature check, right? So all these ballots come in for 27 days. They scan them in to check your signature. Well, when they scan that in, you know what happens? They're not checking your signature. They know your voter ID and all of your voting history. They completely know statistically how you're going to vote. So that's giving them a pre-count. Then when you get to election day, that's the wild card. They don't know how you're going to do it, and it all goes wild. So I say, don't give them advance intel. Catch them completely off guard. That's what 2016 did. People got off the couch, and they voted in person, and it went against the great cabal. So don't participate, because I believe mail-in balloting, early voting is a rig. If you can't stand in a line for an hour to 9 hours to fight for your country, then you don't have what it takes to fight for your country. It's worth the time.
And you sound optimistic about what's coming.
We've already won.
Explain.
Well, think about this, okay? Let's think about this. All of the media told us Orange Man was bad. Am I right? They spent billions of dollars on media, billions of dollars telling us Orange Man bad. At the same time, they canceled us on social media, cut out everything else, and then the media completely told us we were all conspiracy theorists. Well, number one, they're continuing to spend these billions. Is that because we're losing?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No. And so here's the bottom line. If we were just idiots, because that's what they say we are, if we were just idiots, I want you to understand we wouldn't matter. So why are they spending billions upon billions upon billions to put out this story? Is because, number one, they're afraid of you. They know we have the power, and they need to con as many people as they can to thinking they're losing. It's all a con, all a psychological operation. And when I see them spending more and doing more desperate acts like the FBI, I know we have them with their back against the wall and they're terrified of us. That is classified as winning.
Excellent. Very encouraging. How can people follow your work? What's the best way to follow your stuff?
You can find me on social media at Jovan Hutton Pulitzer with the hashtag. That's how you'll find all my social media. But where I release the hardcore information that the, you know, socialist media doesn't ban me, it's just JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com. I'll give you the hardcore stats and facts. I teach you how to take this back, to teach your lawmakers, and to encourage other people, but also to win back those family members and friends that called you a conspiracy theorist, and go out there and save souls.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.